Hello, and welcome to the Guided Imagery Practice for Compassion. This is Dr. Kathy Kemper at the Ohio State University Center for Integrative Health and Wellness. Compassion is a multi-textured response to pain, sorrow, and anguish. It includes kindness, empathy, generosity, and acceptance. The strands of courage, tolerance, and equanimity are equally woven into the cloth of compassion. Above all, compassion is the capacity to open to the reality of suffering and to aspire to its healing. This is a quote from a paper by Feldman and Kaiken in 2011, Compassion in the Landscape of Suffering. Compassion is an inherent quality of all health professionals. This guided imagery practice will help you develop and strengthen your own inherent compassion. To begin, find a safe, quiet place where you know you will not be disturbed. Please don't listen to this recording while you're driving. We will keep track of time for you and ring a gentle chime when the formal practice session is complete. It's best to sit upright in a comfortable, stable position where you feel supported and your back, neck, and head are straight. Or lie down on your back in a comfortable place. Make sure you'll be warm enough. You might want to get a sweater or blanket if the room is cool. Loosen any restrictive clothing that would prevent you from breathing comfortably. Allow your eyes to gently close or maintain a soft focus, gazing 6 to 12 feet in front of you. Take a slow, deep breath to bring yourself to the present moment and begin the process of feeling more peaceful, relaxed, comfortable, and centered. Breathe into the belly so it expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. We will take 3 of these slow, deep breaths. Each breath promotes more and more relaxation, comfort, and ease. Breathing in, breathing out. Another deep, slow breath, noticing how you're beginning to relax. And a third, noticing how much more peaceful and content you're becoming. And now it's very easy to just breathe normally, easily, comfortably, letting each breath lead you deeper and deeper into your heart, a sense of safety, security, intention, and peace. You might find yourself in a beautiful place, a meadow by a lovely stream, or a clearing in a forest with a light shining down through the leaves. And as you notice the sights, the sounds, the smells of this place, the feeling of the warmth and the breeze on your skin, you might notice that you are joined by others who love you deeply, enjoying their presence now. It might be just 2 to 3 people, or dozens of those who love you now, in your childhood, or perhaps ancestors you've never met, who worked hard to give you the life you have today. Or it could be saints, or admired people from the past or present, or even imaginary characters of great wisdom and compassion. They're all here in this beautiful place out of deep love and compassion for you. They know of your good intentions, your desire to serve others, your desire to relieve suffering. And they also know that from time to time, every human being experiences suffering, some pain, sorrow, anger, disgust, fear, envy, worry. And they are here because they want to ease your suffering so you're better able to help others. They are strong, courageous, peaceful, kind, and generous, and they recognize these same qualities in you. They want to strengthen those qualities. As you gaze at these loving beings, you notice that in the area of each one's heart, there is a beautiful, radiant crystal radiating light toward you. This light is peaceful, loving, soothing, a strengthening light beaming toward you, soothing your heart. Each one radiating light to you. As you focus on this experience, you may notice something very interesting. Each one who is extending love, peace, and goodwill to you is receiving energy from two sources. One is a clear white or blue light coming from above, coming down, surrounding, and filling them. It is so beautiful. And the other is quite different. It's a dark, sticky heaviness being drawn up from the earth beneath their feet. As they draw up the darkness from below into their heart, the crystal is able to transform it into the same clear light that is pouring down from above, strengthening it as it extends healing and peace toward you. And this is very curious, because you might notice that your own sense of suffering, your own pain, worry, anger, impatience, is drawn downward through your body into the earth. And that energy is being drawn up into the hearts of those who love you, being transformed. It's surprisingly very natural and easy. Just as an earthworm takes up decaying vegetation and transforms it into nurturing loam for plants, those who love you are taking on your suffering gladly because they know they can transform it and extend it back to you as powerful caring, wisdom, and compassion to nurture and strengthen you in your dedication and service. Strangely enough, taking in your suffering does not diminish or weaken them. It actually strengthens them as it feeds the crystal heart that easily transforms it into clear, white, or deep blue light. You might even notice there's a rhythm, as there's a rhythm in all of nature, to this giving, receiving, giving, and receiving. As you breathe out, your suffering is drawn into the earth. And as you breathe in, you take in that healing, strengthening, generous, kind light from those who surround you. Breathing out suffering, breathing in compassion and strength. Breathing out suffering, breathing in vitality and wisdom. Breathing out suffering, breathing in comfort and peace. Let your entire being soak up the beauty, the peace, the comfort of this place and process as long as you like. It nourishes you with each breath, soaking through every fiber of your being. Peace and security, comfort, ease, vitality. the peace and safety of this place and those who love you, touches and strengthens the innermost stillness and peace of your heart, strengthening and renewing you, helping you feel more generous, more kind, more expansive. And as you experience the giving and taking, you also notice your own heart becoming more clear, stronger, like the beautiful crystal hearts of those around you. And when you're ready, when you feel strong and confident in the flow and process of transforming suffering into healing, you leave the center of the circle, knowing you can return anytime you wish, and you join the circle itself, a radiant circle of loving beings, drawing in suffering from the earth, transforming it into peace, security, vitality, wisdom, generosity, and compassion. As you moved from the middle of the circle to the circle itself, you've noticed a switch, so that now you're taking in suffering energy through your feet with your in-breath, so it can be transformed in your heart and extended into the circle of light. As you practice this new rhythm, you're now given the opportunity by the circle to invite someone you know, someone who is suffering, into the center of the circle. It might be a family member, a friend, a colleague, a patient, someone you've heard about on the news who is suffering. As this person enters the middle, the center of the circle, the circle's participants may shift a bit to allow his or her loved ones to join the circle of compassion. The circle grows just as it needs to for this person's wellness. The circle grows stronger and more powerful with each breath. You are doing fine. It's so interesting how enjoyable this process is of drawing in the suffering from the earth, from the person in the middle, transforming it in your crystal heart, and extending a beautiful white light to the person in the center of the circle, joined with many others who are dedicated to relieving suffering and creating a circle of safety, comfort, peace, and happiness for the person in the middle. You are completely safe, strong, and whole, joined with others engaged in this same purpose, nourished by the beautiful white light pouring down from above, drawing strength from the suffering energy from the earth in the beautiful crystal heart, which transforms suffering into strength, safety, vitality, comfort, peace, and happiness. Each breath you draw in gives you a greater sense of transformation of strength, and each breath out extends tranquility, serenity, wisdom, deep caring, and kindness. Breathing in this person's sorrow, pain, anger, fear, and transforming it into wisdom, caring, generosity, comfort, and kindness. Breathing in, breathing out. Part of a great circle of healers. You can continue this process of breathing and caring, breathing and caring, for this person as long as you wish. Each breath makes you stronger, more resilient, more caring. When you're ready, you might notice the person in the middle leaves the center of the circle and joins the circle, while another person who is suffering takes the middle spot. The process begins again. Each breath in, drawing in their suffering, transforming it into strength, vitality, comfort, peace, and happiness. Process of breathing in, breathing out, so enjoyable. You can continue this process as long as you like, each time finding it easier to release your own suffering, to be transformed by the community of those who care for you, and then to join that community of caring, taking in and transforming the suffering of others into security, comfort, vitality, peace, joy, and well-being. You can return to this practice whenever you wish, wherever you are. Breathing in and breathing out. Relaxing, gaining strength and confidence with each breath. More and more resilient. When you finish, you can notice the feeling of your body and breath in this place. Gently stretch your hands and arms, feet and legs. Open your eyes, feeling wonderful, calm, confident, and joyful. You are part of a community of beautiful beings committed to compassion, relieving suffering, bringing peace, comfort, and goodwill to those in need. Thank you for practicing this guided meditation on compassion.